Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me for the Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and I'm excited to be here with you today. My focus today is on uncovering your own I Am energy, and there are a lot of forces that can push us out of our own unique I Am energy. We can also begin to express our I Am energy and be not accepted or not loved or not sanctioned. I have this memory. It's really interesting because it's a memory from my father, and I remember one time hearing my brother talk to his kids, and I could hear same message, and I'm pretty sure I've done the same to mine. And it was, don't come out of your room until you're happy, or something like that. It was like an intolerance for less than optimistic attitude is a complete intolerance. So if your I Am energy is operationally kind of low key, like, that would not have worked in my household. You would have been a black sheep. Isn't that fascinating? So you want to start stripping your body of stimulants and depressants. So stimulants might include caffeine or some of the energy drinks, taurine, or I don't know all the beans, guar, I don't know them all. Only because if you're looking to be in your own sacred energy, then you're not rushing your neurons in certain ways that put you into a state that is different than that. It doesn't mean give up caffeine completely or don't ever have a glass of wine. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying when you are uncovering, it's really an uncovering because you already are your I Am energy. I mean, you don't have to do anything to become this. You are this. This is your grace. This is your gift, as it were. So today, stand up and look in the mirror and look in your own eyes and just acknowledge yourself and say, I am. Yeah, it's really interesting. Without expecting a reward or a criticism. I wanna tell you something I learned. I was working with some women who are in Access Consciousness, which is a great body of work. If you're interested in it, go to accessconsciousness.com. And they said, well, mirrors lie. Because mirrors can absorb the thoughts of the people who stood there before you. And so if someone sat there and had self-hatred when they looked at themselves, that energy can be like locked in that thing, in an inanimate thing. And it can then just sort of start coming out when you're there. It doesn't make any sense. But if you've ever walked into a house where there's been a murder or something awful, you can sense it in the walls. Like you can, it has a palpableness, it's a chi. And so mirrors are the same way. They can absorb the negative self-talk that people use sometimes. So you want to be careful if you go into dressing rooms in stores because you might be not looking at yourself from your own eyes. You might be looking at yourself and hearing the messages from other people. It's kind of interesting. So anyhow, when you are stepping up into your I Am energy, that's the focus today. And it's really just being you without needing to do or be anything else. And it's a beginning of being good with being you. I just got shown this, and I think it's probably for people other than me, although I guess I could do this too, but I saw a lot of paint colors, and that when you paint, painters and lay painters, those people who paint like they journal, this is a great way to express yourself with color. And you can make blobs of color and mush it together. It's really fun to also finger paint. Watercolor painting I really like. You can blend colors and mix colors. And then the fun thing is it doesn't have to be anything. It's just letting yourself be an expression of you without altering it. And that's the value of, well, everything. And as you stand in this, you'll find that you won't really get it, but people will just want to be close to you. They will just kind of want that. They won't really know what it is that you are doing that's so different from everyone else. But when you release the self-judgment and you release the need to be positive or need to be surrounded by friends or need to be accepted by others or need to have a man or not have a man or have a woman. And when you just kind of sit there in your own I am energy, it's a release. And that's my whole topic today. It's kind of just that. So enjoy it. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. I have a course coming up on clearing your chakras and becoming more of yourself. It's coming up starting next Friday. I will release the information at energyclearingforlife.com. And if you have any questions, you can always send me a quick Gmail, energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. My name is Erica. And thank you so much again for coming today. I completely appreciate you.